Book of Psalms, please. And when I tell you the chapter, don't be alarmed. But we're going to read the beginning of it, and we're going to read the middle, and we're going to read the end. Psalms and chapter 119. We're not going to read the whole thing. A few years ago, I challenged one of my students in Bible class that if they would learn by memory Psalm 119, that I would have $100 for them. And some of them, they looked at, you can see it in their eyes, they took the challenge until they started to try and memorize it. 175 or 72 verses and 176. And no one yet has done it. And I wouldn't either. I really wasn't planning getting up today, tonight. I was in the shop this afternoon, and my friend Andrew Hardy walked through and talked for a minute. Last few times we've talked, it's turned to spiritual things. So they said, so what are you enjoying? And I just sort of looked at him, and I said, well, I have been reading in Psalm 119, so I've been enjoying that. And I said, you get to work, and you start to focus on that, and you don't think of anything else. And I know that I was thinking of something tonight in prayer meeting that nobody else thought about. I was thinking, how do I pull Scott's frame to get it right? And then I realized what I was doing. But here we're going to, Dean gave out the hymn, and the second verse we sang was about the Word. And that's what I want to speak about just for a few minutes. I don't even want to say speak about. I don't know who wrote Psalm 119. Some suggest it could have been Ezra, and that is why I have been reading it. In the morning, I read out of a chronological Bible, and so I've been reading through Ezra and Nehemiah, and obviously whoever put that together figures that it was likely Ezra. Ezra, you can go through and read it. As I was reading through it in the last few days, there's a great emphasis placed on the scripture by Ezra. And not only by Ezra, it says that Ezra, he set his mind to know the Word of God, to know the Scriptures, to understand what it meant, and to be able to teach others also. That's in the earlier part of Ezra. By the time you get to the end of Ezra, he is teaching, and one of the most impressing things is that over and over, the people were coming together and they were just coming to hear the scriptures being read. So I may not say a whole lot, but we are going to read the scriptures. And so whether it be Ezra, maybe it was some of the others that wrote Psalm 119. But Psalm 119, over and over and over again, uses words in reference to the scripture. Commandments, statutes, way, thy word. And there's a tremendous amount of emphasis placed on the scripture. If we were to put it in our modern language, you would say the Bible is of tremendous importance. Who just prayed? Luke, or it might have been Michael, mentioned in their prayer about the Word of God, that the Word would be helpful individually and as an assembly. And so when I dig into the Word of God, when I personally dig into the Word of God, it is going to help me personally, but it is also going to have an emphasis, have an impact on the assembly. Maybe you don't say anything that I do. When you look into the Word of God and allow it to affect your life, it will impact others. And so we're going to read in Psalm 119, verse number 1, that a chapter is broken up. From what I understand, it is, there's headings every 8 verses, and it's taking up each letter of the Hebrew alphabet. I don't know Hebrew. I don't know Greek. And I have a hard job with English sometimes. But here's what that's how the chapter is broken up. So verse 1, blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with the whole heart. And so the writer here, as he is coming into the start of the chapter, he is underlining, and it happens every two or three verses, the importance of the Word of God, the content of the Word of God. It is tremendously important in your life. Now, maybe you're like me this morning. I read somewhere in Psalm 119 this morning. I didn't read the whole thing, but I was somewhere, I think in the early hundreds, maybe at 130. I don't remember a whole lot of what I read, and you're maybe like that. You say, I don't remember what I read this morning either. But regardless, can I encourage you to make it a point in your life that every day that you make this part of you? If you can, try and remember something, and that's something that I need to remember to do. But even if I don't remember, the reading of the Word of God will still have an impact on my life. And it is emphasized over and over again, blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. Again, blessed are they that keep his testimonies. And so if we want to seek the Lord with a whole heart, if we want to seek to follow after God, how am I going to do it? Well, we start by reading the Word of God and taking heed thereto. That leads us into the next one. So the first one was Aleph, or in the Greek, I suppose it would be Alpha. Verse 9, and the heading is Beth. I don't know if it's a name. We have a Beth here tonight. But listen to verse 9. Wherewithal, or how will a young man, a young person, cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. And so when I read the Word of God, it has a cleansing effect on my life. And I'm just young enough that this still applies to me. I know, yes, I'm in my 50s, but every person here, this is especially important for the young, but it's important for the old too. How am I going to keep my life pure? It is by taking the Word of God, by taking heed thereto. Verse 10 says, with my whole heart have I sought thee. O, let me not wander from thy commandments. And then verse 11, thy word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against thee. One of the things that we emphasize and try to hone in on in children's work is teaching memory verses. And often when I'm speaking, I try not to use too long of verses, because I would like people to leave with just a short phrase that speaks to them about the Lord Jesus Christ or about their need. Now, some do have a much greater ability to learn long verses. I remember Bruce especially. They'd come to Sunday school here every second or third week, and he came memorizing, I think it was Esther 8 and 9, the longest verse of the Bible, and I couldn't do it, but he could do it. But if that is important in the life of children, how much more is important with us? When was the last time I sat down and memorized a verse? I think the last time was for me was with my Bible class, and I said, well, if they're going to say a verse, I have to. And it was, I think the one I remember, I can't quote it now, but it was about the prophet, and he said, Lord, lift the young man's eyes that he may see. And that's sort of all I remember. But when the Word of God is memorized in our heart, when it's put in our heart and we remember it, it will affect our life. Verse 17. This has taken longer than I thought it was going to. Gamel. Verse 17. Deal bountifully with thy servant that I may live and keep thy word. Open thou mine eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. You know what happens every now and again when we read? I wish it was every time, but it's not every time. But every now and again we'll be reading. And all of a sudden we'll see something and say, I never noticed that before. And others say, oh, I saw that a long time ago. But you know, sometimes we read and we can appreciate something. One of the prayer requests is that we would see Christ in the Word. When we read the Word of God, sometimes we will get a glimpse of Christ. Other times it'll be a word of encouragement or a word of comfort or a word of help. So, verse 18, open thou mine eyes. Scott McLeod used to say, he said, most people read and then pray. He said, you know what, I used to find that I'd fall asleep, so I started praying before I had written. I'd say, Lord, help me. I'm going to read now. Help me to see something. And it obviously worked for him. And maybe I should do it more. So open mine eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. Verse 25, Daleth. My soul cleaveth unto the dust. Quicken thou me according to thy word. I have declared my ways, and thou heardest me. Teach me thy statutes. So quicken me according to thy word. You know what the word of God will do when we apply it to our lives? It will make us alive. It'll make us lively. It will give us strength. That's the idea of quicken. So quicken thou me. Make me alive. Give me the energy I need for a spiritual life. How am I going to get it? It is by reading, by taking heed, by paying attention to the word of God. Verse 33. Teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end. That is a rather brave statement. Children of Israel said that one time, said, Moses, tell the Lord whatever he tells us to do, we'll do. And they failed in it. But here's the writer, and he is conscious. Lord, give me the words. And I suppose, luckily, I will try to keep it. He says, I will keep it to the end. Give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. It's a wonderful thing to read the Word of God, and we get an understanding, not that we understand God, but we start to think maybe like God thinks, or see things more from His perspective than the way the world does. Our eyes are so, I don't want to use the word defiled, but we are so taken up with the things of the world that sometimes we need to get our eyesight adjusted. How's that going to happen? By allowing the Word of God to allow our hearts and minds to be taught by the Word of God and to get the understanding, then we can observe, we can keep the law, we can keep the Word of God with our whole heart. Verse 41, I'm not sure the pronunciation of all these. Let thy mercies come also unto me, O Lord, even thy salvation according to thy word, so shall I have wherewith to answer him that reproacheth me. Now here's a good one. For I trust in thy word. Ever face uncertainties and we wonder, what should I do? And then maybe we read something and the word of God is there and we can rest on the word of God. Verse 49. Zane, remember the word unto thy servant, upon which thou hast caused me to hope. This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me. So here we have comfort in affliction, and we have the word of God drawing alongside and lifting us, giving us strength. Verse 57, Chath, thou art my portion, O Lord. I have said that I would keep thy words. I have entreated thy favor with my whole heart. Be merciful unto me according to thy word. And so we have the faithfulness of the word of God. The word of God is faithful. The Lord Jesus said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall never pass away. Verse 65, Teth, thou hast dealt well with thy servant according to thy word. Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I have believed thy commandments. And so the word of God is faithful. We can put our trust on the word of God. We can believe in the word of God. We can put our full trust in it. Verse 73, Jod, thy hands have made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I may learn thy commandments. They that fear thee will be glad when they see me, because I have hoped in thy word. And so here the writer is saying, the God of heaven, he has fashioned us, he has made us. Mr. Ramsey used to say, when God made man, he sent along an owner's manual. And so the word of God is really how we should instruct ourselves. So if he made us, he knows what we need to hear and what we need to read. Verse 81, Calf, my soul fainteth for thy salvation. And sometimes, because of circumstance, we start to faint. We start to get weak. And then we get our eyes in the word of God and we receive encouragement. But I hope in thy strength. Mine eyes fail for thy word, saying, when wilt thou comfort me? Well, there is comfort. When I was talking to Andrew today, I said, there was one, I said, just read what psalm it was, but it starts off, why art thou cast down, O my soul? And it ends off the same way, but right in the middle it says, but even though I don't understand it, I am still going to trust in the Lord. And so there's hope in the word of God. Verse 89, Lamed, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Thy faithfulness is unto all generations. Thou hast established the earth, and it abideth. And so the word is settled in heaven. I've already mentioned that the word of God will not pass away. Just while I think of it going by, never forget that we have the word of God written, but remember that in John chapter 1, it says that the Lord Jesus Christ is the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. So just bear that in mind. Verse 97, Mem, oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day. I can't honestly say that, but the writer obviously could. And you know what? It doesn't matter. There have been times I've been standing at the machine and I'm sort of looking at that, but I'm thinking about, that was a good thought. And David, he used to have all kinds of sermons standing at the grinder. We can be lifted up. We can get help. Even though our hands and maybe our minds to a certain extent are busy at other things, we can meditate. We can be thinking about what we read about. To think about scriptural things is a good habit, and it is good to us. None, verse 105, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And so this will give us light and guidance. Titus, yesterday, he was putting wood in for me, and I said, I'll get you a light. And I plugged them both in, and I went about my business, and I went out, and I said, where's the light? He said, well, I thought you meant the lights from the garage. No, no, no. I said, I had light for you. And sometimes we look for light in the wrong places. Well, it was dark. I don't know. I'm not 100% sure what they put into the building. And I gave them the light, and it helped. Well, God has given us a light. This book will give direction. It will give guidance to our life. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Verse 113, Samech, I hate vain thoughts, but thy law do I love. Thou art my hiding place and my shield, I hope in thy word. Verse 121, I have done judgment and justice, leave me not to mine oppressors. There's only a couple of verses in each of these segments that don't start off with the word of God. This is one of them. The next one is verse 129. Pay, thy testimonies are wonderful, therefore doth my soul keep them. The entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. And so the testimonies of the Lord, the testimonies of God are wonderful. Have you ever stopped and look at what God has laid out? God has laid out so many wonderful things in the Bible. He has laid out primarily from the beginning to the end about the Lord Jesus Christ. But he has laid out also an insight into things that will happen. And these are found in the word of God. And then the entrance of thy word gives light and it gives understanding. Verse 137, it said, righteous art thou, O Lord, and upright are thy judgments. Thy testimonies that thou hast commanded are righteous and very faithful. You know, there's a world that scoffs at this Bible. That's old-fashioned. Well, it says that the word of God, his words are righteous, and they are very faithful. They are just as applicable today in 2024 as they were in whatever century BC when this chapter was written. And so, dear Christian, take strength in the word of God because it is faithful. Now, where was I? Psalm 145. I cried with my whole heart, hear me, O Lord, I will keep thy statutes. I cried unto thee, save me, and I shall keep thy testimonies. Verse 153, consider mine affliction, deliver me, for I do not forget thy law, plead my cause, and deliver me, quicken me according to thy word. And so there's strength and security and help in the word of God. Verse 161, princes have persecuted me without a cause, but my heart standeth in awe of thy word. I wonder when the last time was that I stood in awe, when I had read something and it so impacted my life that it just made me stop. The word of God has the power. It has the ability because really it is the manifestation of who God is. Verse 169, and I did not intend to take the whole meeting. Let my cry come before thee, come near before thee, O Lord, give me understanding according to thy word. Let my supplication come before thee. Deliver me according to thy word. Why is it when in times of difficulty, when I need a word of comfort, where am I going to get it from? You know, we've been thinking a lot of Kevin and Wanda and of all the support and strength that they are getting from friends and people just dropping in. You know where they're likely getting their strength? From this book. Because this book is what will sustain and keep a believer. Even when friends, maybe even spouses will forsake, this word of God will not forsake. And says, let my cry come near before thee, O Lord. Ian sent me a text here a week or so ago. He said, I was just appreciating. He said, I never really thought about it. But he said, the Lord does, I forget just how he put it in a question, but he said, is there ever a time when the Lord, when God doesn't hear? And I said, basically, the Lord always hears. There are times when he deliberately doesn't listen because of rebellion. You see that with Israel. But every cry, dear believer, you don't know which way to turn? The Lord hears your cry. Even David understood that. said, I cried unto the Lord, and he inclined his ear. And I think the idea, you ever see a dog, and he's running across a field, and you just give a whistle, and the dog stops, and he twitches his head. That's the picture I get. Now, maybe it's a little bit too vivid, but when I cry to the Lord, he hears. And sometimes he just sends a little verse, a little help through a scripture, through a verse, and it's a help. Let my supplication come before thee. Deliver me according to thy word. And so the word of God is for our help. It is for our deliverance. And then it ends off Psalm 176. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. And so the writer is actually human. He admits, I haven't always done it right. I've wandered, I've strayed. Seek thy servant, for I do not forget thy commandments. And so, dear Christian, we have a resource here like none other. Sometimes we tend to go to Google. I was supposed to get a presentation ready and for a training course, and it was, how do you define round? I know what roundness is in the machine world, but how do I explain it? And so I went to Google. You know, we often go to Google, and we forget to go to the Word of God. So what will keep me? What will guide me? What will be my comfort in life? It is the Word of God. So I hope that this half hour, I only thought it'd be 10 or 15 minutes. I hope that this was not a waste of time, but that it would be something that will be a help and an encouragement. Something that is absolutely vital in your life and my life. We can live successful Christian lives, but not without this book. It's from him, it's about him, and will keep our lives in communion and in the proper path that he has for us. You're seeking the Lord's will? Read the book. May not say you're going to go to college and study kinesiology, but the Lord will give light and direction in your life, but we need to read the book.